This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yes or no, when Adam comes back at 12:35, will he have a treat for us, Harrigan? I just Pepsi in a can,
very
chocolate.
Unlikely.
I will tell him about the spicy place on the Skyway that you recommended to me because it's good. It is good. We'll save that for 12:35. Hey, Adam Carter's leaving, but he's coming back. That's Dave Harrigan. I'm Chad Hartman. Get used to my voice today, boys and girls, because it'd be like when I was calling a game. We're going to kick off the coverage at 8 tonight. I'll be here. Carter will be here. Blois will be here. We're going to give you a lot of opinions today during the show. Tonight, it's an information situation. Will we talk about parts of the campaign involving Trump and Harris? Sure. But that is more, we are providing you information. And so it's not going to be a call-in show. It's not going to be a talk show. It is more, what is going on? Presidential race, Senate race, congressional races, what's going on in the other races, everything else that you looked at on your ballot. We will discuss that. As we said yesterday, I think the chances, I'm not eliminating a winner is declared tonight because maybe six of the swing states side for one of the candidates. But I think more often than not, or more likely than not, we're going to be here late, but we will not have a winner announced until later. Tell people about what we now have, which on this show, we're calling it the App Listener Hotline. App Listener Hotline. I think that works. I think that sums it up.
Do we run that by legal?
I think we can do that.
I don't know.
The Odyssey App Listener Hotline. How about that?
It's pretty good. Yep. I'd like to tighten it up a little bit.
I know. I'd like it to be more catchy, but like we're doing an ad with TalkBack. That's what the fan does.
I mean, so.
Speaking of legal.
We all do it. We all do radio. Why can't we all do talk back?
Yeah, I guess.
If you're listening to us via the app,
once
you open that thing up, you'll see a little microphone icon, from what I'm told.
I would like it to be a picture of me. Mm-hmm. I think.
We want people to use it.
Oh, my gosh. They wouldn't stop.
Believe me, the app would stop very quickly.
Yes. Well, there's some truth in that.
If you got something to say.
Yeah.
And you can't shoot a text.
You can't
make a phone call.
Yeah.
You hit the little thing, and I believe you get 30 seconds to make your point.
The Harrigan.
You got to speak it. You got to speak it right into your phone button.
I heard some of the sound quality with Adam and Jordana, considering how much I'll mock our app and our sound quality attempts. Sounded great.
Yeah, well, these phones are, they're pretty good devices.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty new age
devices. Wait, we got these cell phone things?
Yeah, they got the thing. So, you record yourself, whatever you want to say, perhaps something that we're discussing. Perhaps you just want to rip somebody.
Direct, rip,
you've
praise.
You've got a recipe, snow total, rain total.
No.
We'll take them all.
No.
Doesn't mean we'll play them,
I'm in love with my TikTok food recipes, though. I save a ton of them.
Well, have you tried any out, or do you just save them?
So far, a lot of saving.
I'm going to get to this one day.
A lot of saving. Okay, here's an example. Give me your one word describing how you feel about the election right now, the presidential election. We go to the one word occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
It's been done.
Yes. What? It's been done before? Somebody's done this before? Get out of here. Yeah, of course it has. I think it works, at least. We're going to talk politics. We're not talking politics this entire show. We're not. There'll be all politics on the election coverage tonight. We're not going to break into overrated, underrated, properly rated. You know, we might sing. I don't know.
At least play the open, please.
We should. Give me, ladies and gentlemen, 651-461-9226. This probably isn't for the Odyssey app listener hotline because it's one word. We'll get to other things when we can elaborate. Here, by the way, here's a great way to use the Odyssey app listener hotline. Again, on the app, you'll see the microphone. Click it. You have 30 seconds. Ask Adam anything. He's 20 minutes away.
Yes.
Right? You're listening. You want to ask that goofball a question, but you're busy. You're going back to work. You got your side piece. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever you're doing. Go to the Odyssey app listener hotline. Boom. Hit the microphone and ask a question for Adam Robert Carter. And if it's good, we'll play it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Maybe we'll play it if it's not good, too. Depends how much content you have.
That's true. We could. I mean, I need to be conserving.
You kind of saved that voice today. We're going to need it.
I did this in 12, did this in 16, and then I got COVID in 20 the day of. So I was out.
Not great timing.
Not great timing. No, not great timing. So I don't know. I don't think we're out at 9:30. That'd be kind of a quick, boom, it's over. We're out of here. And it could be 12, could be 1, could be 2. I don't know. Uncertainty is my one word. I have no idea. I mean, by a speck, I guess I'm guessing Harris. By a speck. By the small, by, okay, I make everybody else do this, so I'm going to do it myself. If you had to pick, honestly, it's 50.001 Harris. And maybe it's because I believe their closing message was a bit better than Trump, who is voracious in his campaign appearances. His work ethic in trying to win this election is remarkable. It really is. Now, today, when he voted, he looked exhausted. One of the rare times you see Donald Trump looking like an almost 80-year-old man.
I was going to say, the cold open from SNL version,
yeah,
not really all that far from the truth over the last 5 to 7 days.
Yeah. He has, listen, he's always going to be Trump, and it's not something that the two of us agree with, but there are obviously tens of millions of people love when he just goes on the insult train and whatever. It's clear, and this happens every election with him, that he's got the people running it or like, stay on message, do this. He's his campaign manager. He's his campaign communications director. He's the campaign czar. He does it all, which is pretty amazing, even though I do not in any way want him to win.
He's also right? The campaign garbage man. Don't
he's
forget
the
that.
Campaign garbage man. He's the campaign McDonald's worker. I just think maybe the Harris campaign sold the message better. But another huge thing with this election, and I think the economy is better than people give it credit for. I do. But the polling is clear. The polling is overwhelmingly clear that Donald Trump consistently wins on who do you trust with the economy. In most polls, it's not close. So if you have the economy on your side, and then you have safety, because most polls show, and you don't have to agree with it, but this most polls show, which president do you think makes this country safer? He wins on that polling also,
mm-hmm.
And I can tie that into immigration. He decisively wins on that. Most elections, Dave Harrigan, if you have the economy on your side, in polling, okay, I'm just talking polling right here. You have safety, and then you have the story that has beleaguered the previous campaign on your side, which is immigration, and that's tied to safety. You win. He is a phenomenon, as I said yesterday. He may pull off the greatest upset and the greatest political comeback. But if this is a more traditional Republican, if Trump would not have run, let's say, and maybe let's just go with Nikki Haley. By the way, Nikki Haley not one time campaigned. Think about that. Not once. He was so bitter with her. Not once, because the only interview I saw where her name came up, he just ripped her. Now, she did some appearances on talk shows, but I don't remember ever seeing her campaigning, and no chance did she campaign with him. That absolutely did not happen. But if it's Nikki Haley with these three on your side, I think she's up by five. By the way, if Joe Biden was in the race right now against Donald Trump, Trump's up by five, right? Do you disagree with either one of those statements?
I do not.
Yep. All right, we're giving you a lot of stuff, including what is your one word to describe how you feel about this election? Dave Harrigan, what is your one word?
Exhausted is a word.
Yeah.
I'm very,
that works.
Very happy when it's all behind us and who knows what's going to be in front of us. And I won't say I'm feeling it a lot personally, but I think as a country, anxiety.
The country is anxious.
Yes, anxious. Very anxious.
Worn out. Yeah.
I told you last week, my wife has a couple friends who both happen to be very further on the left side of things. And independently, she learned that these two friends, not together, separately with their own families, discussed plans for what to do should the election not go their way, as far as, you know, worries about a civil war, worries about moving, having to move to another country in a hurry, making sure passports are in order, things like that. And I'll say, even this morning, my wife said to me, our oldest has dance class tonight. She said, do you think it's safe to go to dance tonight?
Stop.
And, well, it's, I wasn't making fun of her, but I just said, yes, I think it's completely safe. I don't have any problem. But, you know, that's all of a sudden now creeped into her mind of what violence could be happening tonight or tomorrow or in the next few days, you know, from either side.
I'm not eliminating some level of violence because I watch. I was right here. I was describing January 6th.
I'm expecting some level of violence.
I am too. I will remind folks, we are the greatest damn country on the planet. And when I hear either side say this is the last, potentially the last election we'll ever have.
Get out.
Shut up. Knock it off. Two individuals who said that last night, Elon Musk for Trump, Oprah Winfrey for Kamala Harris.
Yeah, let's keep playing the fear game.
Stop. Stop. Trump with more Trump-allied supporters troubles me. More of him unchecked troubles me. We still have an enormous amount of guardrails from him becoming a dictator. Harris, this idea that every illegal immigrant, Harris, is going to get elected and they'll all be declared, snap of the fingers, legal citizens. And by the way, they'll all vote for Democrats. I mean, you know, one of our sad generalizations in this country is Latinos or Latinas, and they all vote the same way. No, they don't. No, they don't. Whether you're from Cuba, Bolivia, I could go down the list. The idea, well, we're all labeled Latin, so we must vote the same way. It's insulting. It's ridiculous.
Could say that about any group of people, but that's probably number one.
That one is used a lot in campaign, and it's just so wrong. Okay, react to anything we're saying, including what is your one word to describe how you feel about this election? Text me, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, I think I might have this one. You're going to play music identifying the 7 swing states.
You got it right.
Thank you.
You got it right.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank
one
you.
Song dedicated to each, or at least a small part of those 7 swing states.
Okay. I'm about to get a lot of texts here. Your one word or any other comment that you want to offer up here, your feeling for the election, then what we talked about. I said if it was Haley, be 5 points for Haley. If it was Biden, it'd be minimum 5 points for Trump. I also think if it was Shapiro, it'd be probably 3 points for Shapiro. I think he would have a bigger lead.
Well, you love him so much, you think he'd be up 30?
Yeah. No, I don't.
You're in the Shapiro tank.
I just don't. I honestly don't think she's a good candidate. I mean, she's okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's it. And he is either beloved or frightened, you know. So we want some calls for Ask Adam Anything. We also want texts for Ask Adam Anything.
Mm-hmm.
We also said we have our new voicemail set up here, right? What we're calling is the Odyssey app listener hotline, where you can go to the app, microphone is right there, click, and you have 30 seconds. That's a great way to leave a question for Carter.
Absolutely. It's right? Perfect.
But we also had someone who decided to play along with describe, offer up your one word describing how you feel about the election. Here we go.
Ron in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Frightened.
There we go.
Thank you, Ron.
Wow. Yeah. Frightened. And you could hear me in the background.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's far from the only person, I'm sure, using that word today.
Yep. Both sides of the aisle, right?
Yes. Thank you, politics. We're now frightened of the other possibility.
Harris Walls, minimum 320 electoral votes. Well, that would be going back to yesterday. That would be you win every swing state. You win Iowa.
Be a big W.
Now, Biden did win Biden and Trump, the last two elections, each the same number, 306. So that would still be a big-time number. Having to choose between these two candidates is like choosing between constipation and diarrhea. By the way, everyday Americans' lives will change zero regardless who wins. Both parties are for a big business and couldn't give a bleep about the citizens. How much do you think your life personally will change either way? Is it going to dramatically change?
My hope is very little.
Yeah.
And I think we have a lot of precedent to say it will change very little.
You absolutely have to be kidding me about you feel safe with the election going on. I remember when Walls was there after the George Floyd fiasco, when Waltz again. Why people keep calling him Waltz is one of the great mysteries of all time.
Dance enthusiasts.
His office. And I went and found my old shotgun and borrowed some cells from a neighbor because Walls obviously couldn't protect us. Tim Walls was incompetent during that time, without a doubt. I was here with that guy to the left. We said it repeatedly. We said it on air. We tweeted it. And Jacob Fry, for the first few days, was incompetent also. And then was just overwhelmed, and Walls was too late to the party. How about Donald Trump with January 6th? Minor little thing happened, and he sat in his big butt and loved it. Loved it. It's all on the record. His kids prominent supporters in Congress, in the Senate, on his staff, asking him for hours to make a statement. He finally did. It was so tepid, they had to do it over and over again. So if you want to mention Waltz, it's a fair criticism. Let's not forget what happened with Donald. The glass is half full, hopeful, divisive, disgusted. We can wage a round of golf on it, Chad. Hold on, let's see. Let's see what this person is saying. Ooh, yeah, 320 votes. Sure, where are we playing? Resigned, disgusting, dishonest, fearful of Trump winning, exhausted, sickening, shameful, Bannon. Bannon did get out just in time.
Mm-hmm.
Megyn Kelly. Are you? Do you mind if we do the show?
There's a radio show
over
going
here?
On here.
Honestly,
I'm sorry. I'm just. Sorry.
I mean, you're taking
got a
some,
jackhammer away.
I thought my father was back here. Hey, Adam, can you give me something? Remember we used to do that? Come in. We do. This is when he's still coming at 2 o'clock. He'd start talking to Carter really loud. He's right by the mic. Hey, Adam, give me something, would you? And then I'd be like reading the story out of the paper, and he would take it out of my hand. I'm not exaggerating. So good. All right, let's break while Carter, you know, goes through his belongings and is back here for Ask Adam Anything. How about, come on, use the voicemail, the Odyssey app listener hotline for an Ask Adam question. Just go to the app, hit the microphone, boom, leave the question. But also here, text or call 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.